In the name of Jesus, amen. How dare we speak to God that way? How dare we be so bold, so cheeky, so chummy, close, and familiar as to come into the presence of the Holy Creator, King and Judge of the universe, and say, Our Father. How dare we, poor, miserable sinners, we who are by nature children of wrath, enemies of God, how dare we come into His presence and say, Daddy? Yet that is precisely what Jesus instructs His disciples to pray. No one dared pray to God that way before. Lord our God, King of the universe, that was how you began your prayers. That was how every pious Jew of Jesus' day began his prayers, extolling God in His sovereign majesty and holiness. No pious Jew in his right mind dared to approach God using this Abba language. That was, after all, too imminent, too close. Yet that was exactly Jesus' point. The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is now close. It is very close. It is among you. Repent and believe the good news. With these words, our Father issues a tender invitation for us to believe first that He is our Father, second that we are His children, and third that we may in all confidence approach our Father using the Our Father words of this prayer. As in Jesus' day, so today, many people find these Our Father words offensive. I remember back in first year hermeneutics, or as many of us affectionately say, veltsenutics, having discussions about inclusive language and how some Christians no longer find it appropriate to address God, to pray to God as Father. Rather, they suggest that we might pray to God as our mother or as our divine parent. After all, aren't we all about being inclusive? What heresy! God has not revealed Himself to us as our mother or as our divine parent. He has revealed Himself to us as our maker, our provider, our protector, and in Jesus Christ. We learn that this same God is also personal, approachable, and addressable. And so Jesus says, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven. These words are the words of intimate relationship. Jesus not only modeled these words for us, but He lived them in His own prayer life with His Father. Father, I thank You that You have heard me. These words at the raising of Lazarus, in the upper room on the night of His betrayal. Father, the time has come. Glorify Your Son that Your Son may glorify You. In Gethsemane, Abba, Father, take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what You will. As they nailed Him to the cross, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And at His dying breath, Father, into Your hands I commit my spirit. In life and in death's darkest hour, our Lord lived in prayer. We, on the other hand, find it difficult to pray. We resist the notion of prayer. We are lazy about prayer. And oftentimes we don't know even what to pray for. And even when we do, we find it difficult to set aside the time and the energy for prayer. Even here at this place, at the seminary, a place where the world thinks we are supposed to be specializing in these sorts of things. The good news this day, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, is that Christ heals our hearts and our minds and, yes, even our mouths. He puts his words, one at Calvary, on our lips. No longer do we need to wonder, what words to use? Will God hear? What is the proper form? No, Jesus says, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven. To pray Our Father is to pray out of holy baptism. It was at holy baptism that most of us first prayed this prayer. We prayed with the church, and the church prayed with us. This prayer reminds us that we are part of a community. We are part of a family. We are part of a redeemed family. Therefore, no baptized child of God dare say, I cannot pray this prayer because I am sinful. Because the Father says through his Son, Jesus, you are forgiven. You are holy. And Jesus says to each and every one of us, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven. How dare we speak to God that way? Only one answer will suffice: Jesus. It's because of Jesus and what he endured on the cross that we are now able to pray this prayer. Jesus was alienated and forsaken by his Father so that we could be declared children of the Father. What a precious gift we have been given. What a marvelous invitation we now have. In Christ, we are forgiven, and we are invited to pray boldly, confidently, as dear children ask their dear Father.